It was fiesta time at Bukod, deep in the mountains of northern Luzon in the Philippines, 50 miles of single-file trail from Baguio. In the center of town, the mayor stood up now and entered the dancing ring, standing close to the bamboo cross in the center. Over his arm hung a long white scarf of toweling. It may have been 3 or 4 bath towels sewn end to end. He stood for a moment and let the musicians get into the swing of the rhythm. These were 3 men who walked slowly around the ring in solemn file. 2 banged brass gongs with boar tusks. The 3rd knocked together 2 railroad spikes in dull jubilation. Off to one side, the drummers held their hollow logs on their knees as they thrummed. 2 or 3 times they went around, circling the ornamented bamboo cross in the center, and still the old man stood still in his toweling. Suddenly, he flung it around his neck like a long, thick stole and took his place before the musicians. His head was bent forward, his feet lifted high, and his right arm was held high and stiff before him, while his wrist and hand fluttered wildly. With long strides, he too walked around the circle. A woman now stepped in the line, wearing a wide cloth draped over the left shoulder and crossing her breast to be caught together loosely at her right hip. Her bare feet teetered in tiny steps. Her elbows were tight against her waist, while the hands with open palms were held at ear level. She swayed with easy grace from side to side and swooped forward like a bird at times. Dancing was strictly by official invitation. Never more than 1 man and 1 woman preceded the 3 indefatigable musicians as they pranced around the ring like circus horses. When one dancer tired, he or she surrendered the dancing robe to the mayor, who presented it to someone else. He offered it to the smartly dressed governor's wife beside me. Without a word, she kicked off her high-heeled shoes and did her stint of dancing. There was great fun when the dancing robe was given to the provincial chief engineer. He was a lowlander, but he did his best in great good humor. I could see no difference in his dancing, but the tribesmen roared at his feet lifting and hand fluttering. They knew he danced with a lowland accent. At last he tossed the stole to the mayor, and laughing sat again beside the bishop. A roar went up in tribute to his good nature.